I used to love my morning coffee, until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Donald Trump wants the government to start buying $200 billion worth of bonds to lower mortgage rates, man. Welcome back to the channel, Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700. Better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Look, man, this has been a busy week, man. Happy Thursday, January 8th, 2026 is in full effect. And President Trump is not missing a beat over there on Truth Social. Welcome back to the channel. Look, if you're new here, hit first time in the chat. Comment first time in the chat. And let's get into this, man. If you're buying a home in 2026, let us know in the chat, in the comments too, man, if you're buying a home in 2026, because this is the, if you're looking to buy real estate, this is the channel that you guys need to be focused on all single year, because I'm going to give you all the latest information and the programs, the strategies, the hacks, the whole nine yards. All right, so let's get into this, all right? I'm going to share my screen real quick. Shout out to I Am The Dawn that I am buying. If you need a mortgage right now, hit me up, man. GarlandGroup@UNMB.com. But I'm going to give y'all all that information, how to work with me and my team in a few, right? But let's get into what Trump said today. If you can see my screen, let me know in the chat. If you can see my screen, let me know in the chat if you can see my screen. Shout out to everybody watching me on Instagram right now live. Shout out to all you guys. If you're on Instagram, go over to my YouTube channel, MG the Mortgage Guy. You'll probably be able to see this tweet a little bit better. So, all right, let's break this down. This is from Truth Social, Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump's official page. He put this out today, January 8th at 4:25 p.m. He said Biden ignored the housing market and instead was immersed with high crime, open borders, runaway inflation, the Afghanistan disaster, and a military that he left in chaos and confusion. Everything was broken, but I, as President of the United States, have already fixed it. Yo. I'm giving special attention to the housing market. Look, I don't care what you say. When the president says, I'm giving special attention to the housing market, I'm paying attention. Because it makes both sense and sense to me. Okay, shout out to all my realtors and loan officers in the chat. Chat, if you are a licensed professional, you know I always say you got a license to print money. It might be the time now that money start printing. Okay. He said, I'm giving special attention to the housing market because I chose not to sell Fannie and Freddie Mac in my first term, a truly great decision and against the advice of the experts. It is now worth many times that amount, an absolute fortune, and has $200 billion in cash. This is true. Because of this, I'm instructing my representatives to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds. This will drive mortgage rates down, monthly payments down, and make the cost of owning a home more affordable. It is one of my many steps in restoring affordability, something that the Biden administration absolutely destroyed. We are bringing back the American dream that was destroyed by the last administration. Make America great again. Look, a lot to unpack in this. Again, like I said, when a president, I don't care who is the president, me being a licensed professional, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy, I pay attention to this. And everybody who has a license to print money, y'all better be paying attention to this too, because if this does happen, it's not law, this is great for us and great for everybody who's looking to purchase. Now, let's call a spade a spade, right? Let's go through a few things, because a lot of you, you know, I posted this on my Instagram page, and obviously in the comments, some of you just hate Donald Trump. Yeah, for me, I really don't care who you like as the president, whatever your political preference is. I don't really care. It means nothing to me, right? I follow the money no matter who's the president, and I follow what the hell is happening, how it's going to impact my industry and help my and impact my customers, my mentees, and myself, right? I am a compassionate capitalist. I pay attention to the world news and people talking about the world news and everything that's going on. That's cool and all, but that's for a different channel. That's not for this channel. We're talking strictly real estate, right? And I tell you guys all the time, we got to find the things, no matter who's the president, we gotta make sure that we are doing what we have to do to still make money, right? If you agree or disagree, type it in chat. All right, so what Trump is actually claiming, he's saying that Fannie and Freddie Mac have about $200 billion in cash. He can direct them to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds, a.k.a. MBS, mortgage-backed securities. Type in chat, MBS, right? Mortgage-backed securities that will push mortgage rates down and improve affordability. This is not how the system works, though, ladies and gentlemen. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac cannot take the $200 billion that they have in cash and start buying mortgage-backed securities. Now, again, he says, and I'm going to highlight this, he says, I'm instructing my representatives. Who the hell are these representatives he's speaking to? I'm only going to assume he's talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but from my understanding and my knowledge of how the secondary market works, that can't happen, right? So who actually controls the mortgage rates? A lot of people, and there was somebody on my page earlier. Matter of fact, let me look at my Instagram, because I want to give him a shout out, because this one's kind of for him, right? Because he asked a very good question. Where is it? Black Boy Joy, right? He said, what was the comment? Black Boy Joy Noy. And I pinned it on my Instagram. He said, can economists explain how you lower mortgage rates without lowering interest rates in general? That is a good question. See, and this is something that I explain to you guys all the time. We see when the Fed funds, the Fed's been lowering the Fed fund rates. People think it's mortgage rates. No, it's two separate things. It's separate and apart, right? So who actually controls mortgage rates? Mortgage rates are driven by, like I just said, mortgage-backed securities, the bond market, 10-year treasury, investor demand, both here domestically and global. The U.S. president does not set mortgage rates. Rates move daily based on market forces, not political announcements. Okay. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are GSEs. Type in chat GSEs. Government-sponsored enterprises. They're still in federal conservatorship, since 2018, since the market crashed. So for almost 20 years, they have been in conservatorship. They do not operate like a private hedge fund with free cash and they can just do whatever they want. Any major moves requires Treasury approval, FHFA approval, and be in compliance with federal law. Okay? Now, for all my stock people out there, and it's a lot of you motherfuckers out here that are now stock gurus all of a sudden. I don't know where all the stock gurus come from. I've never seen so many damn stock gurus in my life over the past 18 months, but it's getting ridiculous. But I would give you guys, and I was having a conversation with Troy about this a couple days ago. Pay attention to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stock. It's very affordable. Do your own research. This is not me giving you stock advice because I'm not one of these fake stock gurus, but this is something that I am purchasing for myself because they are looking to take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac out of conservatorship by the end of this year, back to public. Their stock right now is around $10, $11 a share. Prior to the crash, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were around a $55 to $65 stock, right? So this could be an opportunity for you to get in low. Now, again, this is not me giving you stock advice or nothing like that. I'm just trying to tell you how you correlate news like this and information like this to help you make money. Now, do your own due diligence, do your own research about this, but I am personally buying Fannie and Freddie in my portfolio right now. Okay, let me get back to what I was saying. Now, the $200 billion MBS claim. Here's the reality check of this. It sounds massive to you guys, right? $200 billion is a lot of money, no doubt about it. But in the MBS market, it is not dominant. It's meaningful, but it's not dominant, right? So let's think about what happened during the pandemic, aka the pandemic. If you guys followed me in 2020, you would have heard me, like, I was on this damn soapbox every damn day telling you guys, yo, just because America's closed, you still need to go buy real estate because the Fed is about to make sure that the housing market keeps going because they cannot afford a market crash. What they did during the pandemic is the Fed brought trillions in MBS during what's called quantitative easing, QE, okay? Even when they was buying these rates, now this is when we got record-breaking mortgage rates, right? Low threes, mid twos. I mean, hell, even one of my properties, I got 2.25. I got a couple properties below 3%. Like, it's fucking phenomenal, right? And this is why we saw a huge demand come into the market because the Feds brought trillions of dollars of mortgage-backed securities. But this did not keep the rates low because the Feds, I think it was mid 2022, third quarter-ish 2022. I don't remember the exact date, is when they stopped the easing and they started tightening, meaning they stopped buying as much of these MBSs. And that's why we've seen over the past 3 years, mortgage rates have been rising. So when President Donald Trump is talking about a $200 billion buying bond situation, unless it's sustained over a long period of time, then $200 billion could help. But it's not going to be something that's going to keep mortgage rates low. Now, if they started buying, let's just say, $50, $60 billion a month, and they say, hey, we're going to commit for a year or two of buying to keep rates low, then yeah, that's going to drive mortgage rates very low. But a one-time buy does not permanently lower interest rates. Are you guys following me right now? If you follow me, type "I'm following" in chat if you are following me. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you like the video. Shout out to everybody who's watching me live on YouTube and on Instagram. Make sure you like the video. Let's get these likes up, man. It's a lot of y'all over here. All right. So buying mortgage-backed securities does lower interest rates, right? It does lower interest rates. But it cannot just be like, hey, I'm going to just dump $200 billion and rates are going to go to 4%, and then it's going to stay at that. No, it's not going to happen like that. So lower buying bonds. Like one of the things that he claimed on here, I want to bring this back up on screen again. Let me bring this back up on screen again, right? Because there's one thing that he brought back on here that I really want to hire. He said, this will drive mortgage rates down, monthly payments down, and will make the cost of buying a home more affordable. This will drive mortgage rates down, monthly payments down, and make the cost of owning a home more affordable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This is not true at all, in my opinion. In my personal professional opinion of being in this mortgage industry now, year 23. Wait a minute. This is my Jordan year. Oh, I'm back. Damn. It's my Jordan year, right? Now, this is not going to fix affordability in my opinion. Here's a couple reasons why. It sounds good. But lower rates alone, what it's going to do, it's going to, number one, increase buyer demand. Number two, push prices higher. Number three, help sellers more than buyers. It does nothing to fix the housing supply, zoning laws across America, construction costs, and most importantly, insurance and property taxes. It does nothing, especially to help insurance and taxes and property taxes. And this is something, if you watch my live from yesterday, go to the 23 minute mark on that live yesterday when I just went in the rant about property taxes and how much is a scam and how these towns are overcharging us, right? And a lot of us are not even paying attention to it. But it does nothing to fix this. If anything, this is going to create a frenzy in the market. This, like, ask yourself a question. How many of you that are watching this live with me right now, how many of you have been waiting on the sidelines for lower interest rates to drop? Be honest with yourself. How many of you have been waiting on the market, waiting like, oh, I can't do a 7% or a 7.5%. I can't do this. But how many of you, right? Many of you, because I speak to so many people. And when I'm having these conversations, people are just like, yo, I need the rates to be this. I need the rates to be that. But if they go there, a lot of you are going to come back into the market, right? Think about it. If rates drop to 4.5%, if I come on here tomorrow and say, yo, guys, rates are now 30-year fixed, 4.5%, how many of you are going to rush to either probably do a cash out refinance so you can buy more property, right? And also go buy some real estate. Buyer demand is going to increase. That's going to push prices higher. So even if mortgage rates do come down, home prices have been still appreciating across the country for the past 3 years. Now, obviously, some markets have really corrected themselves and that appreciation has been flat over the last 12 months. But still, 1% appreciation is still appreciation, right? So what we need from our administration is real solutions. Like this what they call this, a truth, on Truth Social. This post that our president made is great. I think it's good if they start buying bonds again, I love it, right? And before I even get back to the real solutions part of what I was about to say, just so you guys know, and I said this in December, the feds are already buying treasuries right now $40 billion a month. Since December, they're not calling it quantitative easing, right? But December 2025, they started purchasing short-term treasury bills as part of their reserve management program. I like to call it quantitative easing light, right? So with them already spending about $40 billion a month in short-term T-bills under this program, it has helped mortgage rates for sure. But now if you add more to it, that definitely will help mortgage rates. So for a lot of people who are in the comments, especially on Instagram, you guys be brutal sometimes too. And I understand your frustration with our coming administration, but sometimes you got to take your emotion out of this shit. A lot of y'all saying, oh, he's lying, it's cap, it's this and that and third. The feds are already buying treasuries. They've been doing it for the past month. A lot of you just don't pay attention. You just don't pay attention. No worries. This is what I'm here for, to tell you what the hell is going on so you can make informed decisions when it comes to buying real estate. But the real thing is, what we really need is, like I said, is real solutions. We need supply. We need zoning reform. We need incentives for builders, right? We need down payment assistance reform, right? We need people, like, take away this fucking bullshit about people who make a certain amount of money to get down payment assistance. Like, let's call a spade a spade. This down payment assistance reform needs to happen, because ultimately at the end of the day, right, a lot of the people, a lot of these down payment assistance programs, they're meant to service low, moderate income people. And I get the spirit of down payment assistance, but the reality in 2026, if you make $50,000 a year, you cannot afford to buy a home in probably the majority of the United States of America today. So the people who do make more money should have the ability to qualify for down payment assistance, in my opinion. It should not be an income restriction. If you're a first-time home buyer, if you make $200,000, and you can afford to buy and maintain the house and afford to pay the mortgage, you should be able to qualify for some sort of down payment assistance. You should not be automatically excluded from this, in my personal professional opinion, because you make money. Now, yes, obviously the person who makes $200,000 has more of a saving, have opportunity to save more versus the person who makes $50,000 or $60,000 or 80% below the area median income. They don't have that opportunity to probably save us more. But even if they qualify for the down payment assistance, it doesn't mean they're going to qualify for a mortgage. And if they do qualify for a mortgage, they are a foreclosure waiting to happen. So does that really benefit them? No, it actually hurts them. So down payment reform needs to happen. Rates help. But supply fixes affordability. Lowering rates is a great thing. Hell, I cannot wait till these rates go into fives. And I've been telling you guys since last year, 2026 is the year. 2026 is the year. If you don't get a house now, you probably never going to get a house. Because with the rates going the way they are, with the home prices going the way they are, if we don't get no supply in this market, this shit ain't never going to be affordable. So what should you do? Buyers, If you're buying a home in 2026, say I'm buying a home in 2026 in chat, right? If you're buying a home in 2026, type in chat that I'm buying a home in 2026. So let me tell you what you guys need to do right now.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Yeah. Right? Stop waiting for government intervention. Stop waiting for the rates to happen. Don't wait for the buy and bond programs. Forget all of that. Buy when the numbers work for you and you can afford it. Buy when you have enough money for down payment, closing costs, and reserves. Use rate buy downs. Refinance later if you get yourself in a situation where, like right now, rates are pretty great. In my opinion, low sixes is great, right? But if rates go to 4.5 and you buy a house, make sure you keep your credit and income where it needs to be so you can refinance later. Okay? Don't wait. Don't hesitate, because there's an opportunity cost for everything in life. And if you continue to keep waiting and waiting and waiting for that perfect time, you're going to wait yourself out the market. Investors, volatility equals opportunity. Let me say that again. All my investors, shout out to y'all in the chat. Volatility equals opportunity. Watch the markets, watch the treasury, watch the Fed. The next 1 to 2 years, long-term holds, value add plays, strategic financing is your best friend. And let me talk to everybody about value add plays. Type in chat value add plays. Because value add, if you are not looking to buy a prop, if you are not like enough with the foolishness of trying to buy, stop being somebody's margin buyers. I've had enough. You guys are sitting here buying these new construction homes that are poorly done at the top of the market and have no equity. You have so many damn programs that are out here that would give you 100% of your rehab or construction costs, and you guys don't take advantage of this shit. Value add plays are always going to win. Value add plays. This needs to be the focus of everybody who can hear my voice right now. If you're looking at me, watching me on Instagram and YouTube, if you can hear me on audio and podcasts, like, you need to focus on value add plays, man. Use these programs. You're able to go 3.5% down, 5% down, buy multifamilies, add ADUs, and guess what? The programs are going to give you the money. FHA 203K, Fannie Mae Homestyle, they give you 100% of the rehab money from 1 to 4 families. The guidelines have changed so much, and this Monday, I'm talking about this. Go to mgbootcamp.com to register for 5 days in a row. I'm teaching you everything, the ins and outs. I even have one of my mentees come on YouTube. Go watch the live replay. It's a couple episodes back. She made 250 15,000 or 20,000 or something like that in equity on her first deal on a value add play on a multifamily. When her rehab is done in the next couple months, the refi is going to be legendary because she's going to be able to pull back all of her money she put into this property for down payment and closing costs, drop her PMI, go into conventional, and be able to rinse and repeat her house hack. Use the programs to your advantage. They are giving you money for basically. And when the rates get lower and cheaper, my goodness, the rehab cost is going to be so much better for you versus what I see a lot of you guys do is you'll buy this house, barely have enough for down payment and closing costs, and then you go ahead and get into debt with Amex and Chase and Capital One and all these damn credit cards. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, what are y'all doing? It makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense at all. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And you have programs out here that can help you fund and get this done, right? So we got the five-day boot camp this Monday, 7:30 to 9:30. Pull up. General admission is free, right? General admission is free. Come learn the game. So, to wrap all of this up, I love the headline. I love the post. I love that our president, this administration is paying attention to housing. They started, and again, it's all speculation until it becomes law, right? They're talking about 50-year mortgage, portable mortgages. Now they're talking about buying more bonds. The buying more bonds is more realistic than anything they've said so far, in my opinion. I hope they start buying more bonds to lower interest rates. But the reality is, if we don't fix the real problems with our housing market, it's going to be unaffordable for a lot of people over the next couple years. And just remember, man, it's an opportunity cost for everything that we do. The longer you wait to get into the market, the more expensive it's going to be for yourself. Right? Now, this headline is pro-housing, but it's very misleading. I'll be the first one to tell you. I love pro-housing posts from the administration, but it is definitely misleading. Mortgage rates are not going to drop just because the president said he wants them to drop. They drop when inflation cools, bond buyers step in, and risk premiums compress. But what does happen is, like I told you, stock prices, when the president does talk, stock prices definitely go up and down. And we saw that yesterday. When you look at Blackstone, they were down big. Right. I'm telling y'all, a sleeper, in my opinion, Fannie Mae stock, Freddie Mac stock, because if they take them back public and take them out of conservatorship, me personally, I think that stock is going to go ape shit. And a lot of the big boys, just do your research, Google it yourself. You'll see they are investing heavy into it right now. So that's why I'm putting my money, because I understand the business. I'm betting on Fannie and Freddie in the long term, too. So use these headlines, man. Don't let the misleading headlines get you guys in trouble. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Understand what's going to come about. Right? And find a way how to make money. Right? Mike Workman said, I was looking at Fannie and Freddie at $3, now $10. Yeah. 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 So I'm buying more tomorrow because I just believe that they're going to take them out of conservatorship at some point within the next year. And it's going to be a home run for that stock, in my opinion. But I ain't no stock guru, so I'm not here to give you stock advice. I'm just trying to tell you guys what you have to do when you see headlines, when you see things like this. You got to learn how to maneuver through it. You got to learn how do I take this information and how do I make money from it? Right now, if you're a home buyer, how do you take this information? How do you prepare yourself? Right. If you're looking to buy a house this year, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you have to figure out how the fuck can I make some money off the house that I buy? Right. Zoning laws are changing in most parts of the country. The guidelines for mortgages have changed. I'm going to go through all of this on Monday through Friday next week at the boot camp. Go to mgbootcamp.com. We can give you rehab money to force your appreciation to add ADUs. Conventional loans, we can now give you the rehab money and you can add up to 3 ADUs on your single family property. Do you understand? You could add 3 freaking ADUs and we would give you the rehab money to do so. And you could put down as little as 3%. Like, are you kidding me? This is where we at right now. Right? Look at Laura James. She said, I wish more people would consider house hacking. Maryland just passed a bill allowing ADUs in October. Like, so if you live in a market where there's not a lot of multifamilies, this ADU hack that's happening right now, it's real. It's real. And we have the rehab loans that can help you convert garages, basements, add separate dwellings on your property if you have enough space and it meets compliance with zoning for your town. Like, what? So how do you make it more affordable? Supplement your mortgage payment. Supplement your mortgage payment. What's an ADU? Shout out to CC. An ADU is an accessory dwelling unit for those of you who do not know. Okay. Accessory dwelling unit. So basically, it's basically like a little tiny home, a little apartment that you could either convert your garage and make it into an ADU. The basement, you can make it into an ADU. If you have a detached garage, you can make it into ADU. And if you don't have any of that, you can build it on your property if you have enough space and it meets compliance. Right? In New York, we have a lot of mother-daughter homes where the mother-daughter is all the in-law suites, right? You can convert those to legal apartments and rent them out. Oh, the guidelines, if you're someone who in college or has a roommate right now, if you're renting right now, you have a roommate, you can use the rental income that your roommate is paying and use that to help you qualify. I gave y'all the game last year on that. Like, there's so much with these mortgage guidelines that are there to help people get into homes that folks is just not paying attention to. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here to educate you. I'm here to give you the game. I'm here to let you know what it is. Oh, Lauren, let's see what Lauren said. She said, during COVID, I purchased a house with a basement that had been converted to apartment style. I rented it on Airbnb. It made $2,500 per month. The mortgage was $2,000. Yo, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Lauren. That's incredible. That is incredible. All right? There's many ways to skin a cat to make this more affordable for you. Right? Lowering interest rates, to me, is great, but it does not solve the affordability problem. It's going to create more competition. Home prices are going to rise. It's going to create a frenzy in the market. And not for nothing, I'm here for it because I do loans. And at the end of the day, come to me to do your loan, please. I'm writing it. I took my jersey off out the Raptors. I am out of retirement, ladies and gentlemen. If you are looking to purchase or refinance, I'm here to help you. I haven't written loans in like 4 or 5 years. I am back. Realtors, you want to work with me? DM me. Buyers, you want to work with me directly? DM me. Email me. Matter of fact, in the description of this video, I'm going to put a little form in there, complete it, and I'll personally call you. Let's get you pre-approved if you're looking to get pre-approved. Let's work together in 2026 because I'm not leaving nothing on the table for 2026. I see what's happening in this world. If you guys, I'm not leaving nothing on the table. You hear me? We can't afford to leave not a penny on the table right now. So if you buying these properties and all this other good stuff, and if you're not looking at ways how you can maximize proceeds and profits, especially if you ain't making great money, you're doing yourself a tremendous disservice, the ultimate disservice of life, because shit ain't going to get cheaper no time soon, if ever. These property taxes are going up. Home insurance is going up. Hell, life insurance is going up. I just got quoted some. Shout out to Lindsay, the agent. I just got quoted some life insurance prices today. Like, good gracious. Everything going up. Everything going up. So you got to get to it. You got to get to it. So that's my TED talk for the night, man. That's my TED talk, man. Any questions? We've been on this for 40 minutes, man. Again, we got the boot camp. Go to mgbootcamp.com. Let me type this back in the chat. Go to mgbootcamp.com. We have the medical is up, right? Everything is up, right? I got the 5-day rehab mastery boot camp. Learn how to buy and fix it up or renovate it with the bank's money and build wealth from day one. Okay. This is 5 days, 10 hours, one playbook to build a 6 or 7 figure real estate portfolio. Start in January 12th through 16th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live via Zoom. Okay. Live via Zoom. Hands on 5 days of hand on training with me, MG the Mortgage Guy. Step by step breakdown of FHA 203K, Fannie Mae home style loans. We're going to talk hard money loans, like the whole nine yards. We're talking about it all. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great. And it's free with General Admission right now. General Admission, you only get access to the first hour, you don't get access to the recordings. You don't get access to any of that good stuff. VIP and Platinum VIP, very affordable. You get access to a lot. Go to the website, mgbootcamp.com, right? The Rehab Mastery Bootcamp is going to show you exactly how to foster appreciation, increase your net worth, get massive tax deductions, supplement your mortgage payment. Most importantly, make it affordable for yourself, man. So go to mgbootcamp.com. Register today. Register today. Okay? Pull up. It's free. You have no freaking excuse. None. No freaking excuse. Go to mgbootcamp.com. Okay? What state am I based in? I am based in New York, but me and my team, we are licensed in 27 states, anywhere from New York to Florida, Texas, Cali, Illinois. We are in Ohio, Rhode Island, Michigan. I mean, the whole nine yards, man. We doing deals all over the place. So if you want to work with me, you could go to Garland Mortgage Group on Instagram. There's a link in the bio. Complete that form. We'll reach out. Also, I'm going to put in the description of this video as well the link if you want to get pre-approved, you want to refinance. And I'm telling you, we work with entrepreneurs, first-time home buyers, real estate investors. We're doing it all. Okay. Indiana, I think we're in Indiana too. And I'm based in Long Island. So let's work together, man. Let's work together. If you're a real estate agent, let's work together. Let's get it going. All right. But that's all I got for y'all. I'm not gonna hold y'all up here too long. We've been in here for 43 minutes long. Let's see. I'll take this question. I had a question about your old partner. I forgot his name. What happened to him? Light-skinned guy. You and him interviewed Haitian CEO. Oh, you talking about my guy Tooks. Shout out to Tooks Productions, man. That's what you're talking about. Tooks Productions. That was my production manager. Tooks has a very successful podcast. He's doing his own thing. I'm super proud of Tooks is like my little brother, man. I'm super proud of my brother. He's out here crushing it. Go follow him on Instagram, Tooks Productions. Okay, yes, we are in Michigan as well. All right, and Tooks is T-U-K-E-S, Tooks. Tooks, okay? Yeah, that's my brother, man. Shout out to Tooks Productions. Shout out to everybody on Instagram. Abundantly Blessed 2 says, do you do HELOCs on investment properties? Yeah, we can, but it's probably going to be better just to do a cash out refinance, to be honest with you. The HELOCs on investment properties, the pricing, this is horrendous. So just to keep it real with you, it's better to just do a cash out refinance. Holla at me, DM me, let's work. You trying some iRock real estate? I saw the end of your comment. Okay, you said, what do you think about doing a HELOC to buy an investment property, then run that DSCR loan play? Yeah, I love that, right? That's a good question, right? Let me repeat that. iRock Real Estate on Instagram said, what do you think about doing a HELOC to buy an investment property, then do a DSCR loan? Absolutely. I love it. As long as you are educated and you know what the hell you're doing, right? That is extremely important. And this is something that I teach, I mentor. I have a lot of products and coaching and courses and shit on this, man. Absolutely. But get the knowledge. Know exactly what you're doing. Yes, Real Estate Diane, we are in Georgia as well. We are in Connecticut as well. We are in Tennessee. Rosina Realtor. Yes, we are in the DMV. Okay. We are in all these states that you guys are throwing out here in the comments, right? So if you want to work with me and my team, if you're a real estate professional, DM us. Yes. And I know what you mean. I rock real estate. You said you mean pulling from your own home. Yes. Don't mess up the church's money, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have a plan of action, this is why I'm saying you need to be educated, right? Yes. Pull it from your house, but you need to know exactly what you're doing. And yes, we are in PA. I said anything from New York to Florida, everything in between New York to Florida, guys. New York through Florida. So every state that's down there except for Delaware. We do loans in, okay? Okay, so if you want to get pre-approved, iRock Real Estate, you want to know your options, shoot me a DM. I'll send you the link so that way you can work with me and my team, all right? Everybody, if you want to watch the replay of this, if you're on Instagram, go over to my YouTube channel. Everybody on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button, hit the bell for notifications. I'm going to put all the contact information in the description of the video. Thank you guys for spending last 45 minutes with me. I really appreciate your time. Again, in 2026, I want to earn your business. So let us help you get to that closing table, okay? Monday, again, the Rehab Mastery Bootcamp starts Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to mgbootcamp.com to register. It's the best time you will spend. Okay. I am Jay Walton. Do you have a mentorship or do you have a community for people who want to get involved in real estate? Yes, I do, Jay. Just DM me and I'll send you the information in my DM. Okay. That's all I got for y'all, man. I'm out of here, man. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG. the mortgage guy. The mortgage guy. Oh, download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Download Rants and Gems if you'd like to listen to this type of content while you're working out or moving and shaking through the streets or whatever the case may be. Download us, Rants and Gems, on all podcast audio outlets. All right? Speak to y'all soon. Peace.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.